From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more facts emerge about yesterday's shootings. Shooting suspects Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife, Tafshin Malik, fired as many as 75 shots during a shooting rampage Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were killed in the attack at a county handicap training center. Local police chief Jared Bargwan described the couple as an American-born local government health inspector and his Pakistani wife. The two were later killed in a shootout with police. Investigators say it is too soon to say what the couple's motive was for launching the massacre. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria. The attacks began shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy for defeating the Islamic State group. British defense officials say Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British air base in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to base. A Turkish official says the foreign ministers of Turkey and Russia met Thursday on the sidelines of a Europe security meeting. It was their first high-level bilateral talks since Turkey downed a Russian fighter jet late last month. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in the Serbian capital Belgrade with his Turkish counterpart Mejlut Cavusoglu at the ministerial session of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Renewed fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administrations signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo in the central Somali region of Mudug says the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told a group of European foreign ministers that Russia and Ukraine must work to end tensions and restore the ceasefire in Ukraine. Kerry spoke Thursday at the annual ministerial council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. In his remarks, Kerry said Russia should help with the removal of Russian forces in eastern Ukraine and allow unfettered access to OSCE monitors in the war-torn region of Donbas. He said Ukraine needs to do its part to restore the ceasefire and begin rebuilding Ukraine's eastern regions. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge. The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star, who was convicted last year in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Judge Eric Leach said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting at an unknown intruder or knew it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions would cause death. The murder charge carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to Pistorius's original court for a new sentence. Switzerland's Justice Ministry has identified FIFA Vice Presidents Alfredo Hawit and Juan Angel Naput as the two officials arrested Thursday in the latest raids targeting FIFA officials. The ministry said both men opposed their extradition to the United States at their police hearings in Zurich Thursday. Swiss officials indicate the United States suspects the men of accepting bribes worth millions of dollars. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged negotiators at the climate change talks in Paris to adopt a universal agreement to begin mitigating the effects of global warming. The UN chief spoke to reporters before returning to Paris Thursday evening to rejoin the conference. The conference attendees hope to have an agreement by the end of the week. U.S. women soldiers will be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future as the Pentagon opens all combat positions to women starting in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter made the announcement Thursday at the Pentagon, saying America's all-volunteer fighting force cannot afford to ignore half of the population in the 21st century that requires drawing strength from the broadest possible pool, including women. There will be no exceptions, Carter said. Women have been inching their way toward combat roles since 1979, when they first became eligible to enlist in the U.S. Armed Forces. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.